This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
To be honest, I don't know what I would be at if I wouldn't be rowing. It became part of me. It's who I am. But then when you finish, it's like, yeah, I accomplished something. Another session done. Small steps towards the bigger goal. I arrived to Killorgan on the 2nd of November 2006. I moved here with my family. So myself, my sister and my mother, we packed all our stuff into 3 suitcases between all of us. We just started a new adventure. So when I came to Killorgan, I was delighted with new house and all of the perks of moving to a new place. I was terrified at the same time. I had no word of English. My parents didn't have good English either. My mother was a bit better than my father. I went to local school, intermediate school Killorgan, so I never forget it. The German teacher came up to me and he was like, will I talk to you in English or in German? And I was like, English, please. I couldn't understand a word. People were very friendly. They were coming up to me, introducing themselves, but I just couldn't reply. So it was pretty much like being a stranger, and it was a terrifying experience in a way. You know, when you're arriving in a place and you can't speak, you can't communicate with people, and they're trying to make the effort to talk to you. So anyway, I always remember going home afterwards and crying and saying to my mother, I will never go back to school again. But I had no choice. I had to go again the next day. So, and studying was a struggle. So I had to translate everything from English to Polish and again then from Polish to English. So doing homework was taking me hours. Leaving Cert was the first exam I actually passed and I did pretty well there. It cost me a lot of effort to actually learn, and then the understanding came first before I was able to actually reply to people. A few girls came up to me as well. So one of the girls just asked me, would you like to go rowing? You're so tall. Didn't even know what rowing was at the time, and I just arrived at the local rowing club and started training. And since then, it was pretty much like an adventure, from not picking up an oar to heading to my third world championship. I started rowing and I was 16 years old, yeah. So I was thrown straight away into under 18 level. So I was competing against people who had 4 or 5 years under their belt rowing. I started in a crew boat, and then shortly after, Michael Fleming, the local coach, seen a bit of potential in me and put me into a single scull. So then I was by myself in a boat, and since then I just took off. To be honest, I didn't think I was very competitive, especially before I started rowing. I didn't think I was as driven, but then rowing got me really to discover the other side of me. I was perseverant, I was determined, I was fighting for my place in the boat, and I always wanted more. So if I won one race, I wanted to be quicker the next day. I definitely discovered another side of me that I wasn't aware. When I'm in the boat on the river, this is a place where I can relax, think about nothing. The stress just leaves your body. You feel relaxed, content, happy. And then when you move, you pretty much think about moving the boat fast. When the boat moves well, you hear the ripple of the water on the side of the boat. That's the most beautiful sound, because then you just know you're flying it. It's like you'll be separated from the world around you. It's just you and your bubble. Nothing else matters. Did my Leaving Cert, and then I went to IT3 doing business studies. I got first class honors there, and then an opportunity came up to do master's in research. So I applied for that and I got scholarship at IT3 as well to do master's in entrepreneurship. Being part of the rowing club and doing rowing, it requires you to be very disciplined. You just have to commit to it. If you don't commit at college or in school, you can't do rowing at a high level. And then if you want to do rowing at a high level, everything else has to be at high level. You put the time and you get the results. I won a bronze medal at the World Costa Rowing. So that was my first kind of international big title. In 2009, I got a gold in the same event that was in UK in the single sculls. In 2008, I have represented Poland at the Coupe. I couldn't race for Ireland because I didn't have Irish passport. And then a week after that, I raced for Ireland. So I did Coupe at European Juniors for Poland. And then a week after that, I raced at home internationals for Ireland. In 2012, I got 2 gold medals for Ireland at home internationals. Then I won 2 golds this year for Ireland in a women's pair at the International Regatta in Pedilucco in Italy. Got elite singles and senior singles in England in Eton. as well, and that was 2011. Three times University Champion of Ireland in a single sculls. Finished fourth at the University Games as well for IT3. And then I was 10th at the Worlds in 2013, 11th in 2014, and 5th in 2015. The biggest achievement would be the World Coastal Medal that I have from 2009. It was a race over 8 kilometers, and it was getting a bit dark, and the waves were quite big as well, so I had to manage quite a lot. And then when I got it, I just couldn't believe it. I became a world champion of coastal rowing. But then I tell you about my worst race, which was in 2009. I was rowing for the club at the national championships in a single scull, and the weather was very bad, and I was really pumped for the final, and I was ready to go. And that's the title to win in Ireland. Women's single sculls is the greatest national title of all, really, because you do it by yourself and you're the fastest female single sculler in Ireland. With maybe 50 meters to the line, I fell in. The wave hit my oar and I lost control over the boat. Although I was winning, leading the race, I couldn't do anything about it. I lost. And then the girl that was just behind me finished first. A year after that, I came back and I was like, I'm going to win it this year. There's nothing stopping me. And I got pipped by 1/100 of a second. It is tough. Like, there's no doubt about it. You might be so close and not get it at the end. It would nearly motivate you to train harder for the following season. It's all about trying. It's all about getting there and believing in yourself. There'll be lots of people that will try to bring you down and will tell you, oh, you can't achieve this, or you're wasting your time. I think as long as you believe in yourself, you are willing to put the time down, you can overcome anything. And it's not only in sport, it's in life as well. I arrived with my 10 kilo or 20 kilo suitcase, came to Killorgan, learned English, went on to college, completed my master's, and I was still able to do sport throughout all of those years. And then I wanted to go rowing internationally, and I did just that. By being every day in the gym, by training hard, and I enjoyed it, and I'm proud of what I have achieved. And there was lots of people that were telling me that you can't do it, you are not going to achieve it, it's hard, whatever, but I was persistent, I was willing to do it. So in all walks of life, once you put the work in, you can do it. And sport sometimes is a lonely game, it's a lonely road. So I suppose surround yourself with people, like-minded people that understand what you're going through, and don't be afraid to talk to your coach or your friends about what you are experiencing. And like, one thing that what happened to me was I was struggling in school and with my language barrier and whatever, and the rowing club was a place where I could practice English outside of a classroom. It was a place where I could interact with other people and my coach, and I grew as a person as a result. I was, let's say, mentored from the minute I arrived in Killorgan Rowing Club to even now. You can always learn something by just listening to people or interacting with people, so keep trying. If you fail once, who cares? You learn something from it, do it again.